AN.
I'm supposed to have quartet practice at 7 and I'm busy until 6:30. It's one of those packed days. Yeah, well, no, actually, I'll be traveling home around 6:30 or a tad after, I hope. I'll pay attention. I'll try. I will for sure. Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce President Lyle Butler with us now. And, of course, he came with his usual list. People love hearing about what's opening soon in Manhattan or what's just opened. I know sometimes we have that, too. And do want to remind our listeners, please don't wait to the last minute. Sometimes they do. Go ahead and give us a call at any point in time, 537-1350, toll-free 866-776-1350, or you can tweet us at 1350KMAN. And, Lyle, where do we start?
Well, it's always, we try to start with the good news and with the opening soons in our community, and there continues to be lots of activity, and in fact, I was just thinking there's a couple more things that aren't on this list as I was driving over here, so I'm going to try to remember to add as we go through. Again, we try to talk about things that have just opened or are opening. Panda Express is open, which is just west of Pizza Hut over on McCall Road. Quartz Countertops just opened here in June in the West Loop Shopping Center. And then something a lot of people have been looking forward to, it actually hasn't opened yet, but it will be next week, is the Manhattan Meat Market.
We already have a phone call. People are calling in early today. Good for them. Let's go ahead and take that call. Welcome to In Focus. Again, Lyle Butler with us today from the Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce. Go ahead, please.
Yes, I've had this question for a long time, and there's a building, it was a chiropractor building on Points north of the public library, and they've got a lot of pretty flowers planted, and they keep it so neat, and it has been empty like for years, it seems like.
I'm going to have to check that one out and see. Maybe it's, I just think it's so pretty, and I drive by, and I don't pay any attention to the fact that it's vacant.
Yeah, it's been.
Yeah.
And they keep the grounds beautiful. They've got red flowers blooming, and, you know, they keep the shrubs trimmed up, and there's never any sign of life.
As far as I know, they are still in operation there.
Really?
Yeah, the Sorrell Iverson Clinic, yeah.
Hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
We'll find out. We'll find out.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you for the call.
Yeah,
appreciate you calling so quickly. We do, as I mentioned, call anytime, 537-1350. We always like that.
And
I was teasing Lyle. In fact, we had Brad Clausen on last week, and the phone just rang off the hook. So there's a lot of interest in what's going on in town. So
sure. Well, we appreciate that. And,
yeah.
and Manhattan continues to have lots of things going on. And as I was just started before we went into the phone call, something that a lot of people are very, very excited about is that we have as the date that it's opening on June 22nd is Manhattan Meat Market. And they're going to have, as what it is described, is going to have meat and all kinds of cuts, and you can go in there and get it. And where it's located that it's located is at 307 South Seth Child Road, and a lot of people will go, well, where's that? But it's, if people remember where Willie's Sports Bar is on Seth Child, then that's where they're going to be opening. And again, a lot of people very, very excited about having a local meat market in our community. And so we've had a lot of interest and a lot of calls on that. One of our real estate companies, Caldwell Banker Realty Group One on Claflin Road, has been doing some remodeling inside their facility. And that's always good when you have existing businesses that are investing in their building and trying to keep updated. So that's good for them. Another one that is brand new that is also opening, and again, a lot of people, I think it's coming up here before the end of June, is Widget's Family Entertainment Center. There's been some information and articles about that at 8232 Southport Drive. That's on Highway 24 in the Heritage Square South Shopping Center, and that's going to be for kids, and it's a neat building, and there's going to be all kinds of activities on the inside. A lot of people are, again, very excited. They're going to be able to host birthday parties, and there's all kinds of things for kids to do on the inside. So that's something that when we have done surveys in the past over the many years I've been here, people have said there needs to be something more for kids to do. So this gives that opportunity. Some other things that are that are working right now over in Aggieville. Acme Print is going to go into 622 North Manhattan Avenue. Dusty Bookshelf, you mentioned that you had a lot of people call in when you had Brad Claussen on about that, so we've probably given all the information on that.
Let's go ahead and take another call. Welcome to In Focus. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning. I was wondering if you had any insight on what's coming in that Anderson and Scenic area.
Yes, we do. You know, that's a major area, and the only two tenants. Well, first of all, I need to explain that it is a mixed-use development, so there is going to be housing in there. In fact, I think I've seen a foundation or two being poured. They're going to have some duplexes, single-family homes, and then they are going to have a commercial side of it. There eventually will be some offices in there, but none of those have been leased. And the only two official tenants that have been announced in that particular area I'm trying to look here for my notes because I know I've got all that.
Right,
but
you've
it's
got
a bank.
Another call holding for you too. This is a busy day today so far.
Yeah.
But
well, good people. It must be hot and people are wanting to be inside. But at Scenic Crossing and Anderson Avenue, which is what the caller is talking about, it's a 23-acre mixed-use development. There are two signed tenants that are going to be going in there. ESB Financial, which has a location on the east side of Manhattan on Highway 24, this bank is going to put a west side location at Scenic Drive and Anderson Avenue, and they've signed to do that. And they are not going to be opening, however, and doing construction until 2018. So they're still putting, as people drive by there, a lot of infrastructure. That's where a big, huge roundabout is going. The other tenant that is officially announced at that site is ShopQuick, so that's a convenience store, and we don't have an updated date on that. Originally, they thought they'd be open by the end of 2017, and they still may make that, but again, they're still doing a lot of infrastructure. So that's, a big area, 23 acres, and it's a mixed-use development. The city, of course, is widening Anderson there, putting in the big roundabout, but then the piece of property, I drive by there almost every day. I think you do, Kathy, and they are doing a lot of infrastructure. But I have noticed, as far as the housing piece goes, that I just saw at least one, maybe two foundations that are going in there right now.
Dave, we have another call or more to add?
I think so, yes. Okay, let's do that here. Let's let me push the right buttons here. Okay, there you go. Good morning.
Good morning. I just wondered if you had any current information on the now-closed Sirloin Stockade site.
Yeah, that's a good one. The information that I have is that there is a contract actually already on that property, and it's part of a huge nationwide development of a couple of franchises that are going to be going in a lot of different locations. So at this point, what we do know is this hasn't closed yet, but if it should close, which we understand would be in July sometime, then probably the building that is there would be torn down, and you would probably find that two other national restaurant chains would be going at that site. Because if you look at the parking lot, and the building, it's a pretty good sized area. So we do know that there is a contract on the property, but until it closes, it's never official and done. So again, that just shows that there continues to be interest in this market and in this region.
Thank you, listener. Appreciate that.
Yeah, that's a good call.
Did you have something else?
Nope, I think that's...
Well, I'm asking the listener.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I just wondered if you could tell us what the nationwide chains might be.
Well,
not till it's closed.
they don't want to do that, but we'll just see. It's part of some almost 400 parcels going on across the country. So it's a huge investment group that's doing it, but they have a number of national chain franchises, restaurants that would go in there. So we may have more information and be able to answer that in more detail when I come back in July, and certainly hopefully by August we would know.
Well, thank you for the call, listener. Why don't we go ahead and take a break at the moment? No, we've had three phone calls already in the first segment, and that's pretty impressive. But it's now 9:17, and we have with us Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce President Lyle Butler. 537-1350 if you want to call in. Having some good discussion here, things that interest folks in the community, and you're listening to In Focus on News Radio KMAN.
I might add that some dedicated research that was performed on the other side of the glass, Kathy, indicates that chiropractic clinic is still operating. Okay. They have some reflective glass panels that you can't really see through, so maybe that was adding to some of the concern.
Thank
and
you.
Confusion.
With ESB Financial, just tap and snap. It's so easy. Mobile deposits from your smartphone. ESB Financial, a better way to bank.
Hey, everyone. Proactive has a special offer for our listeners. Stay tuned.